You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is being warned against over-relying on carbon capture and storage technology, with concerns it might not have the ability to achieve carbon neutrality. Iceland is already making use of carbon capture and storage plants, which involve sucking carbon dioxide from the air and trapping it underground. The methods aren't without controversy, however, with concerns over its cost and whether it can be scaled up to a large enough extent. The Prime Minister says it's promising and is pledging $500 million into the emissions-reducing technology.
For Australia to become a low-emissions technology leader globally, we will need to continue to expand support for early-stage technology research.
The federal government is hoping its investment will be matched by private investors, taking the overall fund's value to $1 billion.
Now, this fund will address a gap in the Australian market where currently small, complex, technology-focused startups can be considered too risky to finance.
The fund would be within the government's green bank, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. It has the ability to invest in some of the government's proposals, like livestock feed designed to reduce methane emissions and the solar panels and batteries of the future. But it's not currently legal to use it for carbon capture and storage projects, and it's receiving backlash from the opposition. Labor's Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Chris Bowen, told the ABC it's not guaranteed that it can fully deliver.
We've opposed the diversion of renewable energy funding to carbon capture and storage. We have. If this is genuinely new money, then we'll look at it in that light.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says it's not assured it will be successful.
Scott Morrison is funneling taxpayers' money to billionaire coal and gas corporations for a unicorn technology that they themselves haven't been able to make work. The way to tackle the climate crisis is to get out of coal and gas, not to give public money that should be going to schools and hospitals to tax-dodging billionaire coal and gas corporations to dig up even more of the stuff on the faint hope that a unicorn technology might come along and be proven that allows them to capture a small amount of it in the ground.
The criticism comes as the Prime Minister was also on the receiving end of backlash at the United Nations COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, where world leaders accused him of failing to provide enough detail about his plan to go carbon neutral. Australia has also found itself in last place on a new global climate change performance index released in Scotland. Out of more than 60 countries, the Morrison government's climate policies are being ranked as the worst performing. Climate expert Mark Howden says Australia is falling behind the rest of the world.
Clearly, there's a broadly held view that Australia could be doing a lot better than it currently is as a developed nation with great resources of different types, a really smart population with a great history of research and development to develop new opportunities, new technologies.
But the Prime Minister is confident the plan will work.
You may say to yourself or others listening in, oh yeah, but there are other countries. They're doing so much better than that. Not true, as Angus Taylor and I had the opportunity to share directly with them, whether it was in Rome at the G20 or at COP26. Because a 20% fall is broadly in line with what's being achieved across the EU, but it's better than the United States, it's better than Japan, it's better than our Kiwi cousins across the ditch in New Zealand, in Canada, and South Korea. Australia's emissions intensity has fallen since 2005 by 54%.
With private backing for the fund yet to be secured, only time will tell if the investment will pay off. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.